Hey, everybody. Before we get started, I just want to ask you to do a couple things. First, go to our Facebook page. Like and share the Facebook page. After you do that, head on over to Twitter. Our Twitter handle is...
At Comes Natural Pod.
Everyone calm down a little bit. And then you want to go to iTunes.
How about you calm up?
Oh, what? That's not a thing. Then head on over to iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast. Rate the podcast and review the podcast. And now we'll get started for real.
Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's show. We're going to start off with Mike's Wrestling Minute.
Yep.
Michael, what do you have for us today?
Lots of wrestling stuff.
Yeah, that's why it's called Mike's Wrestling Minute.
Yeah, I didn't really watch any wrestling this week, actually.
What?
I've been busy.
Were you in a coma?
No.
Was your foot stuck in a trap?
No.
Work trap?
Was your internet not working?
No, it was...
Working at home.
Working fine.
That's some bullshit.
The only thing that I can think of that's slightly newsworthy is recently departed the WWE gentleman by the name of Ryback, big giant jacked up freak, is apparently signing with, rumor has it, Bellator MMA. So Brock Lesnar done started a little trend. Ever since he jumped ship, went to the UFC, we've had Bobby Lashley jump, go to Bellator, fight. We've had CM Punk jump, go to UFC and fight. And now we'll have Ryback jump, go to Bellator, more than likely. Oh, and Batista also had an MMA fight, too, which a lot of people forget about. Mm-hmm. But he did that on one of the lower level, not even a Bellator. Like, he started, like, real basic, like you're supposed to, I think.
Not jumping in one of the big ones.
But here's the thing. We saw CM Punk did not fare well. Like we talked about on this podcast, got caught with that weird naked choke. So he didn't do well. Brock Lesnar obviously did super well, but Brock Lesnar was also a freak college wrestler and, like, one of the best ever. Bobby Lashley has done pretty solid, but Bobby Lashley is a little bit weird because he's continued professional wrestling while MMA fighting. So at a lower level, but it still had some success. But again, he was a freak college wrestler. Ryback, I believe, has just been a bodybuilder and a pro wrestler his whole life. I don't even think he has, like, the amateur wrestling background. Dude's a freak. He looks like a slightly shorter Brock Lesnar, just built a little bit more top heavy.
It's like someone took Brock Lesnar and Mike and Goldberg and just, like, made him fuck. 34 years ago, they would have squirted out Ryback.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. That's exactly what he looks like. He looks like a fuck baby between Brock Lesnar and Goldberg. We're showing Joe a picture of the Ryback right now.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. Yeah,
okay. Mm-hmm. Big old muscle jacked up jock head freak. But yeah, I think he's going to get his ass whooped. I'm just going to assume that now. Every wrestler goes to the MMA.
Well, hopefully he at least trains as much as CM Punk did. Yeah,
but also Bellator is going to be a lower level competition too.
Yeah.
And less eyes on him. And then Ryback's extremely less of a name than CM Punk was.
Yeah, that's
true. CM Punk, funny little, when CM Punk left the WWE, a couple months after he left and got all the legal things cleared up, he went on his buddy's podcast, The Art of Wrestling, with Colt Cabana, just to kind of talk about why he left and gave the scoop. And he had horrible, terrible, awful things to say about Ryback. He's not a Ryback fan at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hated that guy. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because. But yeah, that's my wrestling minute. Now we'll get another shit.
Boom, wrestling minute.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got. We ain't
yeah.
got intro.
We don't have intro or outro music
nope.
yet. Nope. Probably never will.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba, wrestling. It's your outro music.
I like it.
I won't remember it next week, but boom, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Oh, you haven't heard?
Oh, what? What haven't I heard?
Oh, man.
Man, you gotta let me know.
Shit.
Shit.
What?
Shit.
I'm really out of it, so you guys got to let me know.
Yeah, hey, you should let him know.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, what, hey. I don't know what.
Let hey. Me know.
For hey. Real, though?
Oh, for real, though.
I'm like,
real,
like
though.
In on this.
So, big news from this morning.
Yes.
As of today, the 28th, is that what today is?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, the 28th.
Who cares?
Go fuck yourselves. That's not the news. That's just me saying it. John Favreau has officially announced his next project. And it is
Chef
a,
2.
Not a Chef 2.
Chef Harder.
Chef Harder.
Not Chef 2, Chef Harder. That's
yeah.
later.
Where Robert Downey Jr.'s brother comes back. I know I'm crossing up references, but
that's actually he that opens would be, up, that would be Chef one. With a Vengeance.
He opens up a food truck inside of an airport.
Yeah.
And then
and the fat cop from NYPD Blue gives him a bunch of shit.
Yep.
And then
was it NYPD Blue?
No.
No.
Hill it Street Blues?
Family Matters.
No, no that was
no,
the first one.
That was the first one.
That's Carl.
That's the different fat
yeah,
cop.
Yeah, Carl was in it in the second one, too, for a
yeah,
split
for a second.
Second.
No,
he's talking
about
the
white
airport.
One.
You're talking
airport.
About the white one. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. NYPD Blue. I don't know. Something like that.
Was it NYPD Blue?
Could have been NYPD Blue. Could have been.
I don't know. Whatever it was. But Chef 3 with a Vengeance would
Robert
be,
Downey Jr.'s brother.
Robert Downey Jr. would be come back and be like, I want my truck back.
John Leguizamo surprisingly dies in the opening scene. That's true. What rages the chef's passion to get back to cooking, and by cooking we mean killing motherfuckers
with this cooking. So John Favreau's next project, I would say right off the heels of his majorly successful Jungle Book, is a remake of The Lion King.
Yes.
First reports came out saying it was a live-action remake, and I was like, well, that's going to be difficult.
Because there's no people in The Lion King.
There's no human beings in The Lion King.
But it would still be awesome.
It would be, but
so
it's
because,
like...
I think so, because
if it's
the
CGI,
animation CG.
If it's all CG, it's not live-action.
Yeah.
It's a CG movie. You
it's
almost,
a CG
you
remake.
Call it animated at that
yeah.
point.
Yeah. I mean, well, it is, because it's CG.
There's no people.
Yeah.
No people.
But, you know, they could do is they could actually have real animals, and then... do like the digital mouth things to them to make them talk.
It's still no people.
Well, no, but it would be live though because they're live animals.
There's no, I mean, they use some live animals for like distance shots and stuff.
Yeah.
And
I'm talking like full on all live animals and just make their mouths look like they're talking like those dog food commercials.
Okay, so let me preface this by saying I did not think Jungle Book was going to be good when I first heard about it. I was like, they can't do Jungle Book live action.
But you saw that first teaser trailer and...
Now I was like, oh, okay.
Then I threw my wallet at the
TV
screen.
And I really enjoyed the movie. With all that being said, I don't believe they can make a good Lion King remake live action or, you know, fully CG animated.
I think they could. I absolutely think they could.
I mean, I should have more faith in him since he nailed the Jungle Book, and I liked Lion King better than I liked Jungle Book, so I should be excited about this, but I'm
not a hater?
Not a hater, I'm just...
Even though you're a hater.
I'm just cautiously waiting to
He's not drinking the Haterade, he's sipping the Haterade.
He's sipping their Haterade, and he's wearing like the hot short hater shorts.
With a pinky out, and swaffing around.
I'm swaffing the Haterade around, and I...
Oh, it's a good year.
A little bit of
your Daisy Duke hot hater pants.
Yep. Why?
Why Daisy Dukes? Like,
that was weird.
Because
but no,
full on hater pants are long.
Yeah.
If you're only hating a little, they're
you got
like,
little pants.
They're little pants, so they're Daisy Dukes.
It makes no sense, but cool. No, I don't know. I'm not saying it's gonna be bad. I just in my head, I don't know how they're gonna do it. So I'm excited to see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything. But I also kind of think that a fully CGI movie is kind of lame. I don't like the ideal behind it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to animate a movie, just make me another Toy Story movie.
They are.
Yeah.
They
see?
Are, yeah.
Cool with that.
Different company, though.
But that's a different type of CGI, though.
That's what I'm saying, though. If it's
more
if it's going to be fully animated, though.
But like, I think they want to go for the realistic anime. CG.
That's what this realistic CG. Imagine they actually go and... I mean, I know a lot of the stuff in the Jungle Book was actually filmed on a soundstage, and a lot of it was green screen. But imagine if they actually went out and filmed a lot of these areas.
On the Serengeti?
On the Serengeti. A lot of the stuff would still be brought back to the, you know, to a soundstage, maybe. But I think it'd be awesome. And they put the CG characters into it. And...
Well, let me ask you this. Lion King, true or false? Lion King needs all the songs to still be Lion King.
False.
Okay.
Before I saw Jungle Book, I would say false. After seeing Jungle Book, I say you could probably do it.
Yeah.
I'd say you could probably, yeah, well, yeah, you can do it without, yeah, it falls. It doesn't need all the songs.
But, with that said, though, I think it would not feel like The Lion King.
It just dawned on me if you literally have the same voice actors play the same characters.
You could, yeah.
They're all.
Well, except for the kid who played Simba when he was little, because he's not a kid anymore.
Isn't that Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he still sounds like
that. No, he did not.
He can.
He's like an adult now or stuff.
Is it just going to be a shot for shot like remake of it? Like, I don't know. There's so many weird.
Probably super fucking dark.
Because I feel like Jungle Book was old enough where you're like, hey, you could take it a lot of different directions. But like Lion King, like, granted, yes, it's been 20 years, right? 96, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's been 20 years, but it's not the same as like the 50 or whatever that it was since Jungle Book. Like that's a pretty modern, you know, telling of this story. It's gonna be awkward, not awkward, but I'm just really interested, but I'm cautiously optimistic about it. Like,
it's interesting,
but
though,
if anyone's gonna do it, Jon Favreau is a bad motherfucker, so
yeah. It's super dark though. Like, it's gonna be like there's gonna part, at least one part I know, that's gonna be pretty dark. The antelope, or not the antelopes, the buffalo stampede, pretty.
That's more sad than dark, than I would say.
No, it's pretty dark, though.
Because you say, well, yes, but you say dark, and I think, like, the...
Well, the fight at the end of Scar.
The fight at the end of Scar, but I mean, like, the areas where they go with the hyenas and whatnot, I consider that more of a dark area. Because it's more of an evil area, where what you're talking about is dark emotionally, because it's super fucking sad to watch his dad get trampled and die.
What do you think the levity part's going to be like? Do you think the hyenas going to be funny? Like, is Whoopi Goldberg going to come back?
That's the really weird thing. You could literally have everyone come back and voice the exact same character. Because, like,
Darth Vader's not doing anything.
Yeah, we didn't have a reference for the Jungle Book, right? Like, it's been, you know, that movie came out 100 years ago, it felt like. So, like, those people weren't celebrities in our eyes. We couldn't, you know, like, the average person couldn't be like, oh, that's so-and-so, he voiced Baloo. You know, like, you couldn't do that. But, like, everyone knows who Whoopi Goldberg is. Everyone knows who Cheech Marin is. Everyone knows who James Earl Jones is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, these are very iconic voices for this animation, which we're still going to need a voice for. So that's going to be really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the original Jungle Book came out in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
So that was...
almost 50 years ago.
50 years.
Almost 50 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 48-ish.
49, but yeah.
Yeah, years. This one's going to be 20 years and everyone's still alive and everyone's recognizable for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So weird. I just don't know. It just seems weird. Maybe if they just made a sequel.
Nah, they've made sequels to it.
Yeah, but you know those straight to DVD.
1994, Lion King.
23 years? What year is this?
2016.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm counting.
Jesus Christ.
What?
All right. So, what do you think the budget of Lion King was? The animated one?
I have no clue. 40,
50 million.
Very close. It's 45 million.
Okay.
What do you think the box office gross was?
Worldwide?
It's worldwide, yeah.
800 million, something like that.
Higher.
Woo! Spawned a Broadway show, too. How much was it?
$968.5 million.
Hot diggity damn. Does it have...
Jesus.
It's been out forever, too, and they'll do, like, the little re-releases I noticed they've done. But fuck. This one's not going to be that successful.
I think it can be.
That's some shit, though, man.
Like, when we've talked about on this podcast how cool it'd be to make live-action versions of all of our favorite Disney movies and shit, but, like, this was the one that, like, didn't even ever pop up in my head because, again, no people. Like, what?
So, What do you think the budget of Jungle Book was, the live action?
116?
Higher?
I was thinking more somewhere like 180, 200.
It's 175 million. What do you think the box office gross was worldwide?
How much?
Any guesses?
No.
Joseph, you like to guess.
Yeah, I do like to guess. I'm going to say like 500 million.
Not even close.
Not even close?
965.8 million.
Oh. So it pretty much almost did as well as the original.
Yeah. Well, no, that's like that was Lion King original.
Oh, Lion animated. King. Yeah.
I have to look up the animated Jungle Book right now. All right. So, what do you think the cost to make animated Jungle Book in 1967 was?
$37.
Incorrect. Drastically higher than that.
I would imagine it'd be somewhere around like 10 million.
It's 4 million.
4 million.
What do you think the box office gross?
I was closer with my $37.
I don't think so.
He went over. So, I mean, technically, if this is Price is Right,
this is
rules,
not Price is Right.
You wouldn't win both showcases. You would win yours, but not both because you were not within the 10,000.
How much it grossed?
Box
office wise, we're probably talking about.
Mind you, this was 1967.
Right, and I'm thinking like 100 million somewhere around there.
Mike, any guesses?
No clue.
205.8 million.
Yeah.
But most of that was made recently, though.
No, this is box office. Not total gross.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm going by box office. Like, this is what sold in theaters. And back then, that's just the United States, because back in the day,
but like, they didn't put that shit in the other country. That's been out for so long, so with, like...
That probably has other releases in box office, yeah. But still, I mean, Jesus, like...
Yeah, that's still a lot of money for a 1960-something movie.
You basically made like $201.8 million on your $4 million investment. You know what I mean? So that's pretty crazy, you know what I mean? It doesn't say how much... I was looking to see if the stage play, if they listed how much money it would have made, but I don't think they actually ever disclosed that stuff. No, I mean, it doesn't have it listed anywhere. They made two sequels and a spinoff. One spinoff. Yeah. Because there was The Lion King's Timon and Pumbaa was the spinoff. And then they had the two sequels, Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, and Lion King 1.5. I didn't know they were going to bait. They had a TV show planned.
You didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. It would take place between. It would be a sequel to Lion King and midquel. I don't even know if that was a word. To Lion King 2. A midquel.
Well, they did a Timon and Pumbaa, like 1.5.
That's what I just said.
Yeah,
if you were paying attention.
No, that's what I'm saying. But they were gonna stretch that out to the TV show after the movie came out.
Yeah, it says that was gonna be the thing.
TV show was largely focused on Timon and Pumbaa.
Well, they actually released it as a TV movie called Lion Guard: Return of the Roar in 2015.
Oh, weird.
And then a series on Disney Junior in 2016. Interesting. Anyway, so Jon Favreau's next project is that. He's going right into it. So,
cool. Dude.
Obviously not burnt out from doing Jungle Book.
No.
This is the Lion King voice cast. All right. Matthew Broderick, adult Simba.
Yeah.
Sounds exactly the same. Jeremy Irons played Scar.
Yep.
James Earl Jones played Mufasa. Whoopi Goldberg. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And then I'm just going to the names that you know. Nathan Lane, Timon, obviously. Rowan Atkinson's played Zazu.
The hornbill. He's the bird.
Zazu.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
I told you earlier.
No, yeah, but I never knew that.
You didn't know Mr. Bean was a...
Yeah, not at all. Yeah. And then Cheech Marin.
It's true.
That's nuts, dude.
And they had a lot of people playing the voice of Simba in that movie.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, they had Matthew Broderick for speaking voice when he was an adult, Jonathan Taylor Thomas when he was young. They had Jason Weaver provide the singing voice when he was young.
Oh, that's why he was okay.
They had three different people doing the voice of when he was an adult singing. That's crazy.
Now, what songs would you guys want?
Hakuna Matata has to be in there.
Yeah, definitely
has to be in there.
Like, that's the bare necessities of Lion King.
Yes.
If you need, that's yeah. If you do one song, you need that song.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the only thing I can think of you have to have in there. But otherwise, the beginning would have to be a Circle of Life would have to play.
Right? Yeah. I mean, and those are the only two that I can think of that would have
I
to
want
be
a real
there.
Life looking birth, though. On actual fluids.
Oh, that's.
And a matted fur cub
gross.
coming out and then being lifted up and like stuff dripping down. Is that too much?
That's way too much.
All right.
Way too much.
So, no.
I'm emphatically saying no on that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a mistake.
I mean, this is Circle of Life, not, you know, the one that you saw in school that was essentially a softcore porn.
Oh, why would you even know? No.
First off, that's
actually,
gross.
It wasn't even softcore. It was pretty hardcore because they went deeper than anything that you would see in a regular porn.
That's gross. You're disgusting. You're a whole human being.
I'm not the one that said that they want to see live animal lion birth on movie.
I said format. Realistic. I just wanted to come out with a little bit of matted fur on him. Not like just fine and be like, oh, this baby was born dry. Just saying.
I'm just saying that they can just be like, oh, birth happened over there somewhere.
They
time passed.
Run through the cleaner.
Exactly. They just stick him through the fucking car wash. Lion wash or whatever it is.
Lion wash.
Yeah. Let's say car wash.
And then they just start, you know, oh, here he is.
Gross. You're disgusting, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
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 You're horrible.
Anyway, put people in it.
No.
No, don't put people in it.
No.
No. You can do totally realistic CGI movie.
But, like, I don't know.
Stop
I just
hating.
Feel like what's the point of doing, like, what's the point of doing it if you can't add a new, like, layer to it other than it looks realistic?
How would
now?
Humans come into it, though?
I was joking about that. I don't think this is... Because I hope it works. I think if anyone can do it, it's Jon Favreau. And obviously Disney has a gajillion million billion dollars behind it, so it will be successful. I just, like, in my head, I'm...
It's like just it's, right in line with what they're doing lately. They've been slowly
yeah, but
coming
at least
out with
more
people, realistic stuff.
You get performances. You
yeah,
but
yeah, so far what he's saying is everything
I
has people
I
in it.
I absolutely get what he is saying. I'm just saying you don't need that. Personally, I'm saying I don't need to see
Yeah, movies are way better without acting performances.
Because they can't have actors, you know, doing voices.
No, you can, but that's exactly what the other one was. There's not a new, there's no extra depth to it.
I think the difference, though, is this is going
to
look.
They can do 3D, which adds an extra depth to it.
Science. What I was going to say before science was dropped on Mike's face like that, you could not see me.
You just got teabagged by science.
Well, that got creepy. Like the kind of teabag where like it just didn't drop on you, it'd get drug up your face.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's kind of Joe's fantasy though.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I wish science would teabag me.
No space.
No space.
Space. Yeah, oh, space. Come here, space, please.
Don't say come. That's bad. No, what I was are you doing breathing?
No, it's stupid work, people.
Stupid. What I was gonna say is I think it'll be cool because it'll be photorealistic animals.
Yes.
Like the Jungle Book had.
Yes.
But just doing the Lion King stuff.
Yeah.
And I have not seen Pete's Dragon yet.
No.
People apparently liked it a lot. It did really well. And that, obviously, even the original was mostly people with an animated dragon and animated apples, which somehow turned real. Magic.
Magic, yeah.
And obviously in that one, they were people. Again, they didn't like switcheroo and just have a real dragon and fucking animated people, which would
that'd be dope.
Super weird. But they had like a less of a photorealistic dragon because he was obviously air quotes imaginary, even though he wasn't, like, he's real, but like he's brought to life by his imagination, blah blah blah.
Yeah, this isn't a Game of Thrones dragon.
Yeah, like, so that dragon, he looked realish but also very cartoonish in a way, like he had the big jaw and like that, you know. But this would be literally like it's gonna be Jungle Book minus Mowgli.
Yeah.
And the wee little people you see in the village when he steals fire at the end, because they're like this big. You never really see them up close.
Yeah.
I don't think they're real people either.
Yeah, they could be CG people.
But, like, I know they did some mocap for Jungle Book with certain people. Like, Andy Serkis, I know, was on set a couple times, and some other people. And, like, facial stuff they did with some of the actors that were voicing them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they could do that, but, like, a lot of this is it's lions and stuff. So, and hyenas, and a puma.
Oh my.
And whatever Timon was. What was Timon?
Meerkat.
Meerkat, that's right.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know what kind of weird little fictional animal
I like
was.
How you referred to Pumba as a puma, but...
I know it's not a puma.
Yeah. but you're like, I don't know.
Well, he's a warthog, I know that one. Warthog, yeah. I just couldn't think of what Timon was. I was like, yeah, there was a little, fictional, like, cat thing. He was fictional. He was animated. I synced it. Oh, yeah.
But meerkats aren't.
Yeah, fictional. They invented them after the movie. They're like, well, I guess we can make these.
Disney did it.
Yep.
Disney did it, yeah.
Well, come on, real. Nature. Just shit together.
Right? And lemmings jump off cliffs by themselves.
They actually walk off cliffs.
They actually don't.
No. Plus, they don't, like, if you remember the Lemmings game, they look nothing like lemmings.
Oh, yeah, no.
That like, was... I remember, like, playing that game back in the day, which was really disturbing to think about it. But then, like, you see a real lemming, you're like, wait, that just looks like a fat rat.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the big nose and the yellow skin? And it makes no sense to me.
Nope.
Back in the day, Mike, there was a video game called Lemmings.
Nope.
Okay, fair enough.
No, it wasn't.
John
Favreau was making that next.
Live action Lemmings.
I'm in.
He should just, like, we have Beauty and the Beast next year, right? Yeah. That's live action.
Yeah.
I mean, that lends itself to more live action than, say, Lion King,
because
there's people in it. Even though maybe not, but some of the have you seen some of the character designs for like Clockworth and all those?
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
They're fucking terrifying looking.
Yeah,
like the Clockworth's all twisted wood, and I was like, Jesus, Tim Burton working on this or what? Like, this shit's fucked up.
That's like a weird Tim Burton slash
Guillermo del Toro feel.
Guillermo del Toro.
Like Pan's Labyrinth style.
That's awesome.
I'm really excited to see what the Beast looks like, though.
Dude.
Because we've yet to see him. Like, we haven't seen a shadow. We've seen, like, a you know, silhouette type thing. We've seen Emma Watson as Belle.
Remember the dude who voiced him?
That Ted Danson? Guy?
No. Ted Danson.
No? Not Ted Danson?
No. It was, like, this little
Ron
dude
Perlman.
Who was an actor.
Ron Perlman.
Nah, that was the TV show.
Yeah, that was the TV show, yeah, that's right.
With fucking Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor, yep.
With the Terminator crossover.
Terminator.
Dun.
Crossover with Hellboy.
Yeah.
That's how she became badass in between the first and second movie. Yeah.
She hung out with Hellboy for a while?
Yeah.
No, Hellboy. Beast.
The Beast.
Who's like Hellboy's brother. Twin brother.
Well,
from different mothers.
Could also die and then come back as Hellboy.
In Nazi Germany.
In Nazi Germany.
That crazy clock thing that was run by sand.
Yep.
So it's gripped in the creeps, by the way.
That's the one movie too that like, hey, what movie deserves to be wrapped up? Fucking Hellboy. Hellboy needs that third one. But it's not ever gonna happen.
Nope. Fuck Hollywood.
Ron Perlman even gave up on it, and he was
gung ho.
Yeah, he was all campaigning and shit trying to get that shit made. He wanted another big old fatty payday, but you know, fair enough.
Yep. People just can't handle it.
Nope.
That's what happens when you bring, like, comic books to, like, the most comic book level you could possibly make. Like, and make it, like, the source material comic book. And people are like, well, that's super weird. I'm not going to go see it. I'm like, it was dope as fuck, though. Like, it was super rad.
It was.
Like, the little tooth fairy things. Mm-hmm. Creepy as shit. All right, so here's a question that I just thought of right now.
False.
Fair enough. Okay. Moving on.
All right?
No. Oh. So, if you could pick one Disney movie from back in the day, non-animated, to remake, what would you pick?
Non-animated.
So there's a lot of them, if you think about it. They're doing a sequel to Mary Poppins, but that would be something similar.
I have to look at a list of non-animated.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of some things, but nothing I would want remade.
I would want either... Well, I know they've been on the cusp of making it as the Black Hole remake. With the dude that made Tron 2.
Yeah.
Tron Legacy. But that... He went on to make Oblivion, and then that sort of bombed, so they're like, oh, nope, don't let him do that, because Disney's very skittish about that sort of stuff, because it sheds a bad light on it, you know? Hence reason, you know, Mel Gibson wasn't in any Marvel stuff,
yeah.
Even though they wanted him for certain things, even though he'd be a bomb-ass old man Logan, just saying. I was thinking Flight of the Navigator would be dope, too.
Yeah, Flight of the Navigator would be
pretty
dope.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd really have to look at a list of movies.
Mike's trying.
I Googled, and one of the first ones that popped up was Cool Runnings. I was like, Cool Runnings. Remake Cool Runnings.
No.
But with no people.
All penguins. Why penguins? I have no idea.
Pretty sure they probably already made that movie.
Yeah, they did. Do you know they're bringing up and they're making a sequel to Surf's Up?
Yeah.
That's so weird. Like, it seems like so long ago that movie came out.
Yeah.
I know it's only been a few years, but for animated movies, that's like way too long, right?
Yeah. Plus, it wasn't, or at least to me, it wasn't that big of a movie.
There's parts of it
probably
were really funny.
Well, it probably made its money back to you know, oh, let's make a sequel because
John Heder was really funny in it. He played the skinny chicken.
Yeah.
It was all surfery. Oh, did you watch the full-length trailer for Moa?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that looks good.
Moa. Right?
Yeah, it looks really good. I want to see
it. Dude, little coconut people? That shit made me laugh.
They got all crazy looking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, they're so cute.
I am still falling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite part, though, is when he gets hit in the ass with the dart. And he's like, one arm falls, the other arm falls, and he falls like, really? Right in my butt cheek? That shot my butt cheek. I was like, like Saving Private, like or like the Band of Brothers.
Uh huh. No, that looks really good. I want to see that.
Animation was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the water scenes, like, coming out and grabbing her and stuff.
Yeah, that crazy fucking volcanic creature thing that was like attacking was like, oh, dude. I was like, well, okay, Disney.
Oh yeah.
Jesus. Because I kept thinking, I was like, oh, you know, it's Pixar, and then I realized it's not. You know, I'm like, oh wait, no, that's Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, kids. That's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
It'll be definitely a good movie, especially, you know, The Rock.
Yeah.
Seems fucking hilarious.
What's
in that
movie. What's his fuck doing the music for it? Everybody's favorite music guy right now?
Lin-Manuel, whatever his name
is.
He's who, by the way, signed up for the Mary Poppins sequel. Or, Mary Poppins Returns. He's going to be in that. He's the guy that did Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's everywhere. He also did the Cantina song in Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
He was also in it. I'm gonna go to any other Disney news.
There is none.
Nope. Other news, though. We're really close to Doctor Strange. We're really close. By the time this comes out, we'll be really close to Luke Cage, because that shit comes out on Friday, the same day this episode airs.
If you're listening to this, fucking stop. Go home, watch Luke Cage.
Go home.
Unless you're like on a drive or like a jog or something, keep listening to us.
You can finish until you get home.
You get home or somewhere where you can watch Luke Cage, you can go ahead and pause
us later. Even if you're driving home, you have Netflix on your phone. Just watch Luke Cage on your phone while you're driving home. Is that
not It's not like a driving thing.
No, you can focus.
Like, you can play Pokemon Go and drive.
Yeah, you can't even do that because I've seen that people can't do that.
No, that dumb people can't do it. I'm pretty sure you can do it.
Look, but we all know you shouldn't text and drive, but there's no rules against watching Luke Cage and driving.
I'm pretty sure it's worse. I'm pretty sure it's worse.
Plus, you might miss stuff.
Just do what I do.
Dude,
wait a little bit.
Don't watch it for a year and a half.
No,
don't wait.
No,
watch it. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Because with Daredevil, I was much better with it.
You were. And Stranger Things.
And Stranger Things, especially Stranger Things, because that show was amazing.
Yep.
So if it catches my attention, it'll be exactly like that, but you just watch a little bit on Monday. You watch a little bit on Tuesday. If you have to skip a day, skip a day.
Nope. Finish it by Tuesday.
If you have to skip a day, skip a day.
If you start on Friday, you should
be done on Friday.
Some people work on the weekends and have other things that they need to do.
It's only 13 hours long.
Oh, only 13 hours long. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Just binge watch the hell out of it. Just fuck
like,
life, fuck food, fuck going to the
bathroom.
Well,
no, you can ahead, obviously. Yeah. It's called delivery.
You order multiple pizzas the night before, and then you just eat pizza the next day.
Or you can just enjoy it if you want to enjoy it slowly
do
over
like
time.
That's the best way to enjoy it.
Slowly over time.
No, to finish it
all
right
at once.
Away. Like, right away. So then we can talk about it and
it's
try
like,
to avoid
it's like
spoilers.
It's like
for
eating
Joe.
Cotton candy. Like, you just take a little bit of cotton candy?
Yes.
No, you take the whole fucking thing,
you
mount
it
up,
yeah, and
you
bite
it
like
shove
an apple.
It into your mouth.
I'm pretty sure you've been eating cotton candy wrong all your life.
I think you
no,
haven't
what you do is you take
the
cotton
joy.
Candy and you spit on it so it shrinks down, and you eat it.
I'm pretty sure you've been eating cotton candy wrong
you take,
all of your
no,
life.
No, you take all of it off the paper cone thing, and you just shove it into your mouth until it's all gone. Like, that's the only... That's the best way. That's what you have to do with Luke Cage.
You have
to shove Luke
so what you
all
do
up in your mouth until you're finished or he's finished. One of the two have
and,
to
and
finish.
And from what I heard, he's got
in
stamina.
Your mouth.
So those 13 hours may be difficult
that
for you to swallow.
That sounds painful.
he's bulletproof. So.
Yeah, but you're not.
Yeah, well, you know,
this could
I don't have a TV show named after me.
This could be like, what was the...
There's a reason they call him Power Man.
What was the one with Will Smith? The superhero movie with
Hancock.
Will Smith. Hancock. And he's just all...
I don't know why I said Hitch.
Hitchcock?
I was going to say Hitch.
Hitchcock.
Hitch. Oh, Hitch.
Because he was in a movie called Hitch.
It wasn't a superhero
But then I realized
movie.
You were talking about superheroes, and I was like, oh, it's not Hitch.
That's why I specified what's that Will Smith
Pursuit
movie.
Pursuit of Happiness?
Where he's a superhero.
Well, you
happiness?
Said that, and I just jumped to Hitch, and then you said superheroes. I was like,
Concussion.
Oh,
was
no.
it Concussion?
I don't think he was a superhero.
No,
because
he was a, like an African doctor in that or something, or Ethiopian doctor. Or
Nigerian.
Whatever. It's all in the same area.
I guess it is. The same
yeah, I didn't say anything bad. I said it's all in the same area.
I said Nigerian very confidently, but I have no idea if that was the case.
We will
or
go
not.
With yes. In that movie where they had the concussions, right?
Mm-hmm. All the concussions.
All the concussions.
All I'm saying with binge watching stuff is I
do
like
it.
To watch it.
You
slowly.
Don't like to binge watch.
No, I don't.
Yeah. So don't. What you're saying is don't binge watch.
Don't
we're
binge
saying
watch,
Mike and I are saying
but watch it over
call out
watch it over the
on Friday.
Over the course of a week, maybe 2 weeks depending on how long many of the episodes
3
are.
Days tops. And that's if you're busy as fuck, man.
And I'm that's going to be me because I will not be able to watch it on Friday cuz I work and then have things to do. And then Saturday I'll watch it in the morning before I go to work.
Squeezing like what, 2 episodes real quick.
See, I don't like that.
And then I will watch more when I get back, like on Sunday, if we go see a movie.
And then you have a long drive, so you're the perfect example of just.
Well, I will not be
bust
watching
out your
on
the phone.
Freeway.
Watch it on Netflix.
I do have
the
unlimited data.
The 101 is garbage traffic. Anyway,
ha ha!
So
jokes
you
on you. I don't
go.
Take the 101.
However you go, I guarantee traffic's going to suck. So
and
you can
yeah.
just sit there, watch Netflix on your phone, watch Luke Cage while you're driving.
Yeah, right on your way home, you know.
Stop off.
You're usually just stuck in traffic anyway on your way home.
Yeah, like it's gonna take you a while. Like, just watch in your car. Watch Luke Cage.
No,
until
I would like to enjoy Luke Cage and not on my phone.
Well, you rewatch it later, obviously.
But then that defeats me in watching it. Rewatch is rewatch.
But you see, according to you guys, you just want to just consume it all
yeah,
the time.
But I can't consume it while
what,
I'm driving because I'm
so
not
what
paying
he
attention
is
to one of the two.
Would make sense.
No, what he's saying makes
See,
no
I'm
sense because I want to enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Just enjoy it.
No, I want to enjoy watching it
he
all
wants
at
to
one
enjoy
time.
Enjoy it on a
and
good
I don't,
TV.
I don't want
I do,
to.
Not on my phone, which is a nice screen,
but
not while
nice
you're driving.
TV.
Like watching
not
it
as
before
as my
you go to work.
Because if I could put
I don't
my TV
that.
In my pocket, I'd be watching shit all
because I'll be watching in 4K.
That's actually
for
dope.
All 13 episodes.
See, I want to watch it in some time that I'm not being rushed, so not before I'm going to work.
Not being rushed, you just have to set aside that amount of time.
But I still would feel like I'm being rushed.
No.
Yes.
That's because you're doing it wrong.
No, you're doing it
nope,
wrong.
No, you're doing it wrong.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Joe does not binge watch stuff.
I don't binge watch shit.
You should.
Yeah, because then we could talk about it on a timely fashion.
Yeah. All I'm saying is by the time we record next week, your ass better be done with Luke Cage so we can do the full season wrap-up.
And it won't be because I won't even watch it until Monday.
You have Monday off. You literally could watch you it could all watch... on Monday. It's 13 hours.
I understand it's 13 hours. You I understand two that I have Monday
on
off.
Friday. 2 episodes I work on Friday Saturday. Night. You tell me you don't have 2 hours of free time on a day that you work 8 hours?
I do have the time on a day it. Like that.
So, 2 episodes Friday, 2 episodes Saturday, 2 episodes Sunday, and then the rest of them on Monday.
No.
He's not going to do it.
You're no. off on Monday.
Yeah.
That leaves you only 7 hours on Monday.
I'm not going to watch fucking Luke Cage all fucking day.
It's less time than it would take you to work for a day.
I'm not watching Luke Cage all fucking day.
It's not all day. All day is 24 hours. We're asking you to watch 7 hours of Luke Cage.
As long as you have
Monday.
The other six done before Monday.
Yeah.
Nope.
So 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours, seven.
You can even change it to 5 hours, watch, and then go 2 hours on
Tuesday.
See,
if it doesn't catch my attention, that's not fun to me.
It's going
to
catch your attention.
I will watch it.
What Netflix show hasn't caught your attention yet?
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones actually hasn't really caught my attention. I've watched 6 episodes or so of it.
Because you're not binging it. You got to binge
See,
it.
See, I can't do that on a show that I don't. Like, it's a like Jessica Jones is a great show. It just, it's not like Stranger Things caught my attention. And
Joe doesn't like
watch
ladies.
Two or,
oh,
no,
is that what it is?
Absolutely
sexist.
Not true at all.
Sexist.
Wow. No, he likes sense. Ladies, just not in his TV
oh,
shows.
Oh, yeah, because. Yeah,
there you go. Now it's starting to make sense.
Totally makes sense because,
yeah, Stranger
you know,
Things, mostly dudes.
Mostly dudes. You
know, one of my favorite movies
Why
of all
are there
time
chicks on my
have,
TV?
Doesn't have, you know, a leading actress.
Lead, yeah, but only
leading
one,
actress.
Though. Like, it's got a bunch of dudes in it. And
you
that
know.
The lesbian oh, lady man. Who shoots guns. The one, the butch one, not Sigourney Weaver, the other one.
Okay.
I can't remember her name right now. She's up front with the crazy little bah, gun. What's her name?
False.
The one that's like that chick from Fast and Furious. But like not, I don't think she's Mexican. In Aliens. He's talking about Sigourney Weaver in Aliens, by the way, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
That's his favorite movie. But we all know Bill Paxton makes Aliens. He's the reason everyone watches that movie. So, that's all I'm saying. But what we're saying about Luke Cage is watch it on your own time frame. But just know that your friends may spoil it for you.
Yep.
I'm used to it.
You should be, because we do it a lot.
Yeah, you do.
Mostly Mike.
Mostly Cody.
That does not spoil it. You didn't let me finish.
Yeah.
It's you know, mainly Tosh that spoils it for you. As long as you don't mind learning about it 2 weeks after everybody else. Because that's his time frame. Or a few hours like it was today.
He's getting better.
Yeah, you know.
Ish.
Kinda. It is weird that he gets all of his news from Facebook, though. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Every link he sends us,
Facebook. And I'm just like, ugh.
I'm like, bro, like, what's wrong with you? I love Facebook.
Joe gets all his news from Dig.
I do, actually, because it's an actual news website.
Sometimes.
I mean, it has other stuff on there, but it's more news-oriented. It's not Facebook. God, I hate that service.
You hate Facebook?
Yeah. That's why I'm never on it.
Because it's like a lady. Brought back the he hates ladies thing. Joe doesn't hate ladies. Mike, on the other hand, thinks they are the worst. And that they all should be pregnant barefoot in the kitchen. That's on the bumper sticker. On
that actually sounds like a nightmare. For all women to be pregnant and barefoot in the kitchen.
Yeah, for sure.
What if you drop a glass and it breaks? They should be wearing shoes.
Well, they have to clean it up so you don't step in it.
So you don't step in it. Wear shoes.
Well, no, because about them.
Wear shoes.
House slippers.
Also, don't be pregnant. Kids are gross.
They're true. They're sticky all the time.
Yeah.
They smell
why do they
bad.
Always? Why do they always look like they just finished a fucking popsicle? Makes no sense.
Because they did.
Because they did. You just didn't know it, and
you
didn't know
didn't
that
even
you had
see
popsicles.
They got
popsicles.
You're like, wait, what?
I didn't even know I had kids.
You're like,
when
kid,
did that happen?
Kid.
Little do you know, You have two furry ones.
You have two kids. They've just been hiding as dogs this whole time.
Jenna's hidden your kids as dogs.
It's the only way I could tolerate them. Yep.
Eventually, you're going to have to send your dogs to college.
I hope I don't have to pull them down before then.
Oh, my God. Oh. Rough. Get it?
Yeah.
No, it was okay.
Dark pun.
That pun had legs. So, Doctor Strange, anybody want to watch that?
Yeah, I definitely want to watch that.
Yeah, I'm still not like, oh my God,
no one cares about Mike.
Because
Mike's a hater because he thinks there's going to be dwarfs and singing in it.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Or do you, like.
No, he's just not a fan of Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, I'm a huge fan of Benedict Cumberbatch.
I'm pretty sure that after, you know, The Hobbit, you said you didn't like him.
Nah, I'm not going to hold that against him.
He played an angry dragon. He was not fine with that.
There's nothing I find wrong with that.
Yeah, but he was not upset Cumberbatch because of that. He was upset at the singing.
Nah, it was just because he was in
upset
it.
Upset at
the
director.
What I think was cool about the Doctor Strange is they really wanted Benedict Cumberbatch in it, and they still interviewed like other people, but they're like, man, we really want him to do it. He just had some other project that he was doing at the time, but they decided to wait.
Stage play.
Yeah, the stage play. Yeah, so they just
so
like
British,
you know what?
Of them.
We're gonna wait for him to free up, and then we're gonna go do the movie with him. I think that's absolutely awesome because that shows that
who
actually care about their characters.
We all probably agree that he's the best choice.
Yes,
for this role. Who else could have been where you would have been okay
if
with
you
it,
couldn't
still?
Get him?
No,
animate it.
Really?
Yep.
You have to make one.
Nope.
You have to pick one. Who would be his understudy if this was a stage play? Who would you be okay with?
I don't think I'd be okay with anybody.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody. Once I saw him, like, I was like, oh, no.
You're like, that's Doctor Strange. Like, Benedict
Cumberbatch when you saw Patrick Stewart for the first time as Professor Xavier,
you're like
obviously
well,
nobody
knew.
Else can do that.
You didn't have to see him as Professor X. He's been Professor X his whole fucking adult life.
Well, yeah, but when
you
saw
him,
role,
you just had to sit down.
You know,
you saw
him and Ian McKellen as Magneto, you were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you're just like, oh.
They finally showed that they have powers.
Yeah.
These two in these real life, yeah.
Nailed it. Yeah, who would you think, though? Michael, it's a verse your question. Spot's on you, motherfucker.
Johnny Depp.
Oh, he was actually...
That was one of the ones they were thinking about, too.
Yeah, but I would not want to see Johnny Depp as Doctor Strange. It'd be too
weird. He wouldn't have gone over
visually,
with it.
Visually, though, yes, I agree. He would look very good as Doctor Strange. But I don't know if he'd actually do a very good job of acting as Doctor Strange, though.
I think he could do it...
Like the way, like, without being... You know, a Johnny Depp type character. He wouldn't. I don't think he'd fit the mold I think they were looking for. That's the sophisticated.
No, I totally agree that Benedict Cumberbatch is the right pick. But I'm just saying, I think the second best pick would have been Johnny Depp, and I think Johnny Depp would have done a good job with it too. Like, I'm assuming Benedict Cumberbatch will do a good job. But yeah, I was just wondering because like that was like the big question. When they announced, or ever since, what was it? Winter Soldier, right? Where they threw out Strange's name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For the first time, you're like,
oh,
fuck. Oh,
he's real.
And then you start thinking about it. And I think, like, Johnny Depp was the first one that came up in my mind instantly.
Too,
I was like, yo, Johnny Depp. And then Benedict Cumberbatch is the right choice. I'm totally in agreement that he is the right choice. But
it's
my
crazy
first...
that it made him look like a human, like when he's a dragon, because like he's a real life dragon, but they made him human. I was
hey, let me get this dragon and play this.
They got
music
them kids
guy
from
quick.
Sherlock to do it. Like, they made him all look humanish and shit, because it's a dragon in real life, right?
So who
nope.
who else
no?
do we need
no.
in the Marvel universe? Like, because the universe is expanding. There's more and more people. Like, what actors would you like to see get a crack at? Even if it's DC, we need big comic book movies. You got any actors where you're just like, why isn't this guy or why isn't this chick in it yet?
I mean, Matt Damon comes to mind. Like, why hasn't he been
cast as something?
Cast as somebody. We're getting Nathan Fillion finally, like, on camera as somebody.
Yeah.
As Mr. Wonder. I mean, I don't know how much we're going to get him.
But he's going to be
Or Wonder
there.
Man, I mean. Not Mr. Wonder, Wonder
yeah.
Man. So, I mean, obviously we've seen reference to him, and we know he's going to be on camera.
Would you want to see, like, a big name actor, like a Tom Cruise, in one of those movies?
I don't... Tom Cruise wouldn't bug me if I never saw him in one of those movies. I don't know. I have a weird, like...
Would you want Mel Gibson to be in, like,
one of those movies? Yeah, he would, for sure.
He would, yeah.
I just can think of, I mean, other than Old Man Logan, I don't know what else I would want him as, though.
Well, I mean,
well, but there's roles like...
You can put him in little roles, like...
Yeah, he's that, a, I mean...
whatchamacallit, police enforcer in Guardians of the Galaxy. I can't remember their names.
Novacore,
yeah.
McDonald's, right? Like,
nor, yeah, Novacore. Exactly.
Fucking... I'm spaced on his name. The Natural. Yeah, Robert Redford.
The Natural. So the guy from Sneakers. No, not Pitt. The other one. The old guy. You know, Sneakers, where they steal shit.
But, like I'm just saying there's roles. Like, that role is, like, it's an important role for that movie. It's not necessarily this huge comic book character. That's what I'm saying. It's, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be this important character. Boy,
they're not a superhero. They're not necessarily superheroes.
You got your boy in Volume 2 is Pratt's Poppy.
Oh, Russell?
Ego, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's super
That's
dope.
Yeah. I just wonder if we're... Because we still don't know if
we get Stallone in the next Guardians. Like, how fucking dope is that, dude?
That's pretty crazy.
That's amazing.
What would be awesome, just thought of it, like, they take the Expendables, but they make them some sort of, like... They put them in the movie that they're, like, some sort of space Expendables.
They're space Expendable.
Space Expendables.
There's a lot of expendable space.
But, like, with Stallone, like, how awesome. Cool would it be for Schwarzenegger to have a small role in one of these parts? You know what
would
I mean?
Would it be a guy smoking a cigar on a plane?
Yes.
Might as well be.
Yeah.
Not Bruce Willis, though. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
I would like to see... Well, he's... I mean...
I want
to...
You know who I want to see?
Timothy Oliphant? I was going to say Timothy Oliphant. And not a Hitman movie.
I don't like him.
You don't like Timothy Oliphant?
Like Tim Oliphant?
I like him.
What?
I also haven't watched his TV show, so I'm just going off the movies.
Justified was amazing,
and I don't like any of his movies.
What movies are you like? Hitman and fucking Girl Next Door? Are those two movies you're basing on?
Catch and Release. And
he was in Catch and Release. Fuck, I forgot about that.
And
that movie is awful, though.
The Die Hard one.
I liked him in Die Hard.
I liked him in Die Hard. Live for Your Die Hard.
Yeah.
He also did the one with The Rock. Was it the something in the line? No, it wasn't Walk.
No, that's Neil McDonough. Neil McDonough?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, it was Neil McDonough.
It was your buddy from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
The non-dead one who played the M. Bison.
Yeah. Never mind.
I was going to say Nazi guy, but he's not really he's not
really Nazi.
He just looks very Nazi-ish. Well, I mean, the first movie he did, and the second one he did not, because he did not wear the outfit.
True.
But he beat up on Lana Lane.
Mm-hmm.
As Chun-Li. Horrible choice for Chun-Li, by the way.
Mm.
Just saying. I would like to see Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Yes.
In the comic movie. That'd be dope. He'd be... We've talked about this before. He could play old man Batman for sure.
Definitely.
Like a Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Old Bruce.
Yeah. Because he's gnarly right now. Like, he looks rough in certain movies, and then he does
give him like a you know, his gray 5 o'clock shadow.
Well, if you make him look like he did in Run All Night,
mm-hmm.
and then walk amongst the tombstones,
kind of like drunk.
Yeah, like he just looks rough. Because then you have other movies like Nonstop. He looked pretty good.
Yeah,
and he was like a recovering alcoholic in a way, like in that movie. But he didn't look all like old and.
But they
beat
give
up.
Him the just the gray hair,
yeah.
all the way through,
and
olden him up a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, just don't let him get in shape.
Yeah.
Set him to get dwindled down.
Well, no, he
can
still be in
no, like,
shape,
like this,
but
like
he could be.
You know?
Yeah.
Shoot him once or twice.
Even in the cartoon, you could tell that, like, if he wasn't so old, he could, like, Batman, Bruce Wayne could still.
Well, even in the cartoon, he still whooped a little bit of ass here and there. Yeah. So.
Right, that's what I mean.
Get out after a little bit.
Yeah.
Ace would have to save him.
Mm-hmm.
Or the suit. Yeah. Also, what's his balls from the Transformers movies?
Marky Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. We all know I'm not a big fan of his for the most part, unless it's the other guys too. No, what's his name? The one that fucks Fergie. Josh Duhamel. I can see him in something too. I like that guy because he's dope in pretty much everything he does.
Not bad.
Except for Fergie. Probably not the best choice he's ever made. She pees herself.
And makes crystal actresses meth. That you guys would want to see? Because mostly we've talked about male actors.
Meryl Streep.
What'd she be, though?
I don't know.
What'd you want to see?
Glenn Close was in a fucking...
Glenn Close was in a video game movie and a movie because she's in Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Which is dope.
I would like to see Meryl Streep.
Helen Mirren.
Would you want some more... I'm thinking like Jennifer Lawrence or...
She's in X-Men's.
Yeah, that's true, actually, yeah. I just haven't really seen an X-Men movie in a while, so run. Yeah. Or like Kate Beckinsale or...
She was in the Underworld movies.
But we're talking about Marvel, DC.
This current run.
Stuff. I mean, that's
technically she has another.
Yes, that is a more comic book style, I would say. But it's not a comic book movie. It's more of an action horror.
Well, less horror, really.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Horrible.
But I'm bum.
I don't like the Underworld movies.
Ladies.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
She was in that. She was in Paul.
Yes, she was. Okay. I'm glad that we had that discussion.
She just made me laugh because, like, her role in that was hilarious.
Like, I like Marissa Tomei's pick for Aunt May. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And Aunt May keeps getting younger and younger and younger, which is kind of crazy.
And hotter. I mean, I'm not any gilfs at all, but.
You know what I'm saying?
But, you know.
Hey. For real, though?
For real, though.
Would
you have sex with Sally Fields? Because she's Andrew Garfield's Aunt May.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds would.
Burt Reynolds would, yeah.
He did, actually.
Eastbound and Down.
I don't know, ladies, though.
Because obviously, like, the biggest actress right now is Jennifer Lawrence, and she's had her run in some comic book movies.
But even so, those aren't tied. I mean, yes, they are a comic book license and a comic book movie, but they're still not tied to the current worlds that are being formed in DC.
Yeah, it wouldn't make me mad if she
suddenly
in a couple
jumped
years
over
was...
to something else. Yeah,
how about she jumps over to DC and plays like a Catwoman or Poison Ivy?
That'd be dope.
I mean, even like a Batwoman,
being as,
or like not so much a Batgirl because she's like at that.
Yeah,
she needs to be a bit older. Well, I guess. Well,
she would be
probably
a Batgirl.
Yeah, she would be a Batgirl.
Yeah,
I'd like to see her in that. But like, I would like to see her in leather, for sure. I mean, that's just me.
Well, no, also sure like she's a good actress though too.
Yeah,
she is.
Sure.
Yeah,
because like Halle Berry looked fucking hella good as Catwoman, but that movie was hot shit.
Until you watched it in motion, and you're like. Mm-hmm. Nah, I would like to see her as like something like that.
Yeah,
because what's her face?
Like job. Brie Larson would be cool.
Well, Brie Larson's gonna be, she's Miss Marvel, yeah. Or she's Captain Marvel.
Oh yeah, that's right, huh?
so technically, you're getting your wish, yeah. But
yes.
We're looking for new ones, Mike.
What?
We're looking for bright new faces that don't have to be new. They could be old faces that haven't been in these yet.
They don't have to be bright either. They can be kind of dark too.
Nah. There's some actors though, like Jim Carrey, who like I really want to see do something else, but then you realize like
he hasn't.
He's done two comic book movies already, three technically if you count The Mask. But
yeah,
one was really good.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, The Mask was really good.
Well,
too,
he's talking about Kick-Ass too.
Yeah, I know.
Because he was not good in his Batman.
I would like to see.
No, that's what.
Well, this just kind of goes for any type of movie. Is I just want to see Eddie Murphy and stuff.
You do want to see Eddie Murphy and stuff.
He's so good when he wants to be, dude. Like,
in the right role, I can see him being.
Speaking
something good.
Of old actors who should be in stuff more, on Kevin Smith and Greg Gungberg show Geeking Out, Greg Gungberg, who plays Snaps Wexley in Force Awakens, and plus he plays the commander guy in the new Star Trek movie. He went to visit Bryan Cranston at the studio.
He'd be
for Supermansion, which is Stupid Buddies Productions.
Mm-hmm.
little fun fact about that. Did you know that studio was started in a Winnebago?
Nope.
Yep. And the original Winnebago is in the studio they have now, Super Buddy Studio. It's pretty funny.
That's pretty awesome.
But he said, Gumbert asked him what comic book movie he'd like to be in. And he said he'd like to play a villain by the name of Mr. Sinister.
Ooh.
We all know Mr. Sinister. If you don't know, I guess not all of us know. I haven't seen the movie yet, but he's referred to at the end of Age of Apocalypse as being the next villain, the same way they did for Apocalypse at the end of Days of Future Past. Days of Future Past was the one they did it in?
I think so, yeah. I didn't watch it. Oh, that's right, because that's the one I saw before.
In the Yeah. And I haven't seen Age of Apocalypse, mainly because we all know why.
Yep.
But he was referred to in the sizzle scene at the end. That would be pretty dope for Cranston to play him. But, because he's been offered the role of Lex Luthor 3 times and has turned it down all 3 times. For other projects. He was busy with Breaking Bad or starting Breaking Bad. And then the other two, I don't remember what they were. I think one was Smallville, supposed to be an older version. It was supposed to be like a small role. And then, because at one point, when What's-His-Face left the show, they were going to bring in a future older version, but that fell through.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I remember reading about what the other one was. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't. Well, originally he was up for. It was Superman Returns before
Kevin Spacey. Kevin
Spacey, yeah.
I would have liked to see him. Grizzled,
but he wasn't even old grizzled then, really. No, but he still was pretty old. We didn't old and grizzled until Breaking Bad.
I would like to see
old though since the middle. Like, you don't know, he's always played Michael that middle, middle yeah. age. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I mean, he looked really old after.
Oh yeah, we're talking Breaking about like Bad. What he looks like now. Yeah. Which is he looks really old now
because he was really good as the bad guy in
Total Breaking Recall. Bad though. Like when he's yeah. Because he didn't look like old.
Yeah, he looked
not at the beginning.
Youngish.
Towards the end, he started
always
to.
Getting beat up. Yeah,
yeah. I would have liked to have seen him if he would have taken a Lex Luthor role in Batman versus Superman.
Yeah,
that would have been awesome.
It would have been cool. I know she's done a comic book movie, but Natalie Portman would be dope. She's a really good actress.
Yeah,
we're all thinking of superhero movies too. There's a lot. I mean, there's obviously a lot more comic book movies.
They don't even have to be superheroes.
Well, we're thinking of superhero movies. Like she's been in a superhero movie, but she could be in something else.
Yeah. Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see Emma Stone a lot of things. My bed. Bump bump. But she's been in a comic movie already.
Which one?
Emma Stone.
Oh yeah.
played. She was. Opposite Andrew Garfield in two movies until she broke it in her neck. Spoiler alert. You know what? I think Eddie Murphy would be dope as a scarecrow opposite Batfleck. That'd be fun.
All day.
Yeah.
You could have said anything. I'd be like, yep.
Yeah, but like think about that. Yeah, he'd be pretty dope as a scarecrow. Because he's kind of creepy. He can be kind of creepy. Like,
see, Joe doesn't think that Eddie Murphy has the chops. Eddie Murphy's is...
I'm not saying that he doesn't have the chops. Never
said
that. He's
a great actor who's chosen god-awful shit for money.
Tower Heist.
All
15 minutes of it.
All 15 minutes of his...
Maybe 17 if you complete... If you think about the credits.
The credits pictures that pop up of him.
I finally watched that movie. Not good.
No, it's not good.
Fuck you, Brett Ratner. That's all I'm saying. Go back to me.
Is that new one that's supposed to be good, Mr. Church? I want to see that.
It's one that's like, it's going to festivals right now, right?
Yeah. It's like limited release. It's got some stuff.
Oh, is it limited release right now, too?
Yeah, that's.
I know it was
it was like a serious one. Yeah. It's supposed to be sad and make you cry, which, you know, will probably work.
Especially for you, soggy pants.
Yeah. Right? You too, you sack of shit.
What? I don't cry? What?
look at his lie face.
Right?
Look at his lie face. Is awful.
What?
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. You need to stop confusing me with you.
Cody weeps. He doesn't cry.
Yeah, Mike.
He's a man.
Yeah, no tears come out of my
men
face.
Men weep. Gently weep.
Yep. What was it you sent me? Was it you that sent me yesterday?
I sent you a lot of stuff.
No, about Mark Miller talking about John Cena for Superior. Or was that Matt?
Wasn't me. Must have been Matt.
Might have been Matt.
Because that didn't pop up in our
No, we haven't talked about that, but I did read that. I was like, hey, Mark Miller, don't do that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't, like, he could, I mean, because Superior, if you don't know what that is, that's the next Mark Miller movie that's being made besides Kingsman 2. Direct, because there's no Kingsman 2 in the book series.
Nope.
But Kingsman 1 did so well, they're like, well, fuck it, do a second one. Which I'm okay with, because...
It's more...
Yeah, he's not really dead.
Kingsman was dope. And Elton John's in it, so that's cool. But I saw that, and I was like, oh, he's got the physique for it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've only seen him in...
The Marine?
Two things.
Yeah.
One, which is Psych. And the other, which was Marine. And the Marine was an awful movie, but I don't think it's his fault. It was also like his first
role. That was his first acting.
Right.
So, like,
other than wrestling. I love the thought process. I think every good pro wrestler could be a decent actor because of, like, this kind of stuff. They have to entertain and improv in front of thousands of people almost on a nightly basis.
Right.
So you do, like, get that performance. Like, their performers, they have that in them. But where you saw, like, with the Marine, is there just, like, let's make a blow-em-up movie and have John Cena beat people up. With
the awful slow-motion shoot. Ugh, so bad.
So a lot of, with, like, the John Cena bad movies is mainly because there were WWE production movies, which all of those have been bad. Like, not a one of them has been good yet.
Especially the one, well, we had this conversation before. Any of the movies that had wrestlers as the starring role?
Yeah.
But then they made movies which... were out of the way, like
Last Man Down.
Last Man Down. There was another one they did too around the same time.
It was the Halle Berry one.
Yeah,
where she was the call person with Abigail Breslin. I can't remember.
Not the call, right?
Not the call. Who knows?
Yeah,
but yeah, they need to be brought along a little bit slower, I think. But I do think if given the right actors around the right project, I think. Any decent actor or decent wrestler could do a good job in a movie. That's just a scary big jump for him. You know what I mean?
You're going from like the big stage where, to me, in wrestling, you have to be more flamboyant and you have to be more
over the top.
But like,
not like
you're emotionally top, but... like have to be able to display it for fans who are. Tens of rows back. So you have to be more wide and whatnot. Right. Whereas in a film, it's much more tight.
But that's your...
So you have to have more of the nuances, the finely tuned details of acting and emotions and whatnot.
But that's
but that comes
still
with,
from like stage performance to film too has that same concern too.
It does, and so. That's why not a lot of like stage performers are necessarily good movie.
It takes a different skill set
but with good actors along the way and
people that'll just help keep trying take the time. I mean, look at understand.
The Rock did the exact same way, but he slowly evolved over time and then started picking more projects that while they were still action movies, but they were better acting movies.
Yeah, the Rock did a really good job of like. Yeah, first you had the Scorpion King, which we all knew what the Scorpion King was going to be. It's
essentially a WWE movie.
And then he did The Rundown, which let him like work on his comedy a little bit.
When was he the Gay Cowboy?
That was Be Cool.
Be Cool, right?
The Get Shorty sequel.
Was that before?
That was Rundown? After. Yes.
Was that Rundown?
No,
after?
It was after. Because it was Scorpion King. The Rundown, Walking Tall, and then Be Cool. So, yeah, and then Be Cool, it's a secondary role for him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's around seasoned actors like Uma Thurman, John Travolta, Vince Vaughn. A lot of scenes with Vince Vaughn. Harvey Keitel, you know what I mean? Like, so he got to go to school a little bit on that one, too. And then he got trapped in the Disney deal, which I think kind of hurt his career because he made The Game Plan.
Yeah.
And that unsuspectedly made $250 million domestically. And they're like, holy shit. And Disney was like, six-picture deal. And I think that fucked him because he made a bunch of kids' movies and then like was trying to get out of that. But it's like
The Return of Witch Mountain.
Yeah.
One, there was Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy. There was an animated... like an old school looking animated movie.
Yeah.
Where he was like an astronaut.
That weird. Wasn't Disney though, was it? That and was DreamWorks.
No, that was part under his Disney though.
It wasn't a Disney movie though.
Was it?
Mm-mm.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because that was the one that was made from a, it was a foreign movie that they readapted for American audiences.
I don't know. But then he like, I know Get Smart counted as one, which Get Smart was another one where he got to take a step back.
And play a different type of thing too.
Yeah. But he's, yeah, he's, and now like, you pretty much have the confidence as whatever he's in, he can be good.
Yeah.
But for John Cena to make that jump to a big budgeted lead, like, you're going to have to fill out the rest of that cast like a motherfucker, dude. Because I don't even think Mark Miller's name carries that much weight yet in the movie world for just general audiences, you know?
Yeah.
No.
Like, it should. But like, it get to the point where it should, because all of his property has made good money.
Yeah, but you don't see 300. Oh, that was a Mark Miller property. You don't see Kick-Ass. Well, that's a Mark Miller property.
300 wasn't a Mark Miller. That's a Frank Miller.
Oh, Frank Miller. Sorry. Yeah.
Wanted was Mark Miller.
Yeah, there we go. Wanted.
I didn't like Wanted, but it made good money. Both Kick-Ass made good money.
Kingsman. Because he, like, another thing, too, is Mark Miller really wants Channing Tatum for Huck. And I'm like, he's not big enough to me. Like, a John Cena is big enough to play Huck.
Yeah.
And Huck's kind of more, I would see, if he wanted John Cena, that would seem more likely for a Huck. Because he's like that simple, kind of nice, you know, but built like a brick shit house.
That's because Channing Tatum's played dumb characters before, and that's kind of what Huck is supposed to be. Yeah. He's supposed to be that not brilliant type thing, you know? I don't know. It's weird. I saw that, and I was like, all right. Like, I visually, John Cena as superior.
Who'd you pick if, like, you had to cast him right now? Who'd you?
Fuck, I don't even know, man. Like, it's tough because he has to play two roles. He has to play the superhero, and he has to play the actor playing the superhero, who's older. Because so basically premise, but it didn't finish this. Whole premise of Superior is this kid that's in a wheelchair has a degenerative bone disease, which I can't remember the name of right now. He makes a wish one night that when he wakes up in the middle of the night is being contacted by an astronaut monkey who makes a deal with him that turns him into his favorite superhero, which is Superior, who is from the movies that he likes so much and the comics that he likes. And so he becomes that superhero, and he has to figure out how to use his powers and everything. So the whole premise would be John Cena would play the superhero and the elderly actor who keeps making these movies. So his, I mean, like Mike said, his acting has to be on point because he has to play a big guy who's childlike as an adult and an elderly, scared, you know, aging actor. So it's interesting.
If Tom Hanks could bulk up, boom, perfect.
Well, he'd have to look younger when he's superior versus when he's older as the actor.
Nah, they just Tron to him.
That's bad.
Oh, producer's giving us the wrap-up sign. Yep.
Time to finish up, fellas.
So, yeah, unless there's anything else anybody wants to bring up.
No.
No.
I don't got anything else. Well, I do, but I'll skip for now. But that's it for this week of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Yeah, he did.
Motherfucker.